Blog Talk Radio.
M-S-N-I-K-K-I-R-I-C-H.
And also, the Nikki Rich Show, we are being heard today on College Underground Radio, as well as you can download that podcast for free after the show, and you can listen via NikkiRichShow.com. And to all that's out there, we welcome you to the Nikki Rich Show. It's been an amazing week. We're featured on so many sites and publications. This week I was featured on SoulTrain.com and so much more. And we got some amazing guests this upcoming week. And I said we got some Hollywood film directors, actors, and actresses. So I'm definitely looking forward to that. And if you want to know more information about the Nikki Rich Show, all you have to do is email us, NikkiRichShow@gmail.com, or again, you can log on to NikkiRichShow.com. And just a little brief information about the Nikki Rich Show. Again, I said, and I say it again, we are the hottest radio station on the planet this week. We just broke internationally, and so we're heard globally with our partners and different affiliates, I would say. Not necessarily partners, affiliates in Australia, London, Germany, and so forth. And it's pretty exciting to just have that global network and a lot of different directors and just the connection through it all. But I'm excited about it and so much more. We have well over 450,000 listeners. So it might seem a little quiet right now, but I'm going to tell you, we're making some noise. Well, it's about that time, guys, and I'm excited and I'm pumped up about our guest today. I do want everybody to stay tuned in and keep locked to the Nikki Rich Show. We only bring on the best, and today we have the best. And I can truly say we have Miss Ruby Modine. She is an actress, a writer, a recording artist, and she is not only that, she is just Miss Ruby Modine. So we welcome to the Nikki Rich Show, Miss Ruby Modine. Welcome. How are you doing?
Hey, happy Friday. Thank you for having me.
Yes, we're pumped up, and we've been waiting all week long.
I know. I was so excited when I got your email. I was like, oh, and it's going to be on the best day ever, Friday the 13th.
I know. Everybody's talking about Friday the 13th, but I tell you, it has been the best day ever.
Good. That's been good to hear. My day has just begun. My day has just begun because it's still the morning in California.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Ooh. I know. We hate to get you out of your bed today.
Oh, yeah. Definitely.
Well, again, we welcome you here. And it's pretty exciting because I tell you what, you're doing so much. And I had to have you because you're so inspirational to all those that's out there that's trying to pursue their dreams and out there just going for what they really want to go for. So, you know, I congratulate you.
Thank you so much. That means so much.
And
I'm telling
it means
you,
a lot.
True, though, hard work pays off.
It does. It does. Now, tell everybody out there, how did you get involved into the entertainment industry? What led you to the entertainment industry, I would say?
Well, I originally wanted to become a chef, so that's pretty funny. But when I turned 8 years old, I knew that I wanted to be on film because I would do all these like strange characters for my parents, and I would have different accents and pretend to be different people. And I just noticed that I really found a love for that, and I would watch all of these old films and new films, and I would watch these actors on camera and just know that I really wanted to put forth the, you know, the effort and the hard work to be in their positions. And it's been a really long process, but like you said, you know, now I'm really happy with where it's taking me, and I can't, I will tell you honestly, I will not stop until I've hit what I wanted to do when I was like 8. If that was worded what? Strangely, but I mean, the dream started when I was 8, and I'm happy where it is right now, but I'm not going to stop. That's what I meant to say.
Exactly, but guess what? While you're working on your music and filming, you are also a fashionista.
Oh, my God.
I tell you, you are a fashionista. Hit that runway.
It's so funny to me whenever somebody says that to me, because I feel like I have no style whatsoever, because I go into my closet and I throw something on, and it's just funny to me. But I will take the compliment, so thank you.
Yes, have you ever thought of that? Because I'm going to tell you, just from just seeing your prints and your images, I was like, wow, it just looks like a Vogue magazine cover or something like that. I'm like, woo. And I know you get this from many, many stylists, designers, and people out there in the fashion industry, because you have your own personal style.
Well, thank you, Nikki. And I have been involved in modeling in the past, but not to the degree where it kind of consumed my life. You know, I had fun with it. I loved the photographers that I worked, and I would play with it. But you know, when people take it so seriously, it kind of, it's not fun anymore. And so I'm going to be working with a few photographers out here, and you know, I'll see what I can do with it. But it's all for fun. I really, really do like to focus mostly on my writing and my acting and my singing. If I suddenly become on the cover of Vogue magazine, that'll just be a huge plus.
And remember, you heard it here first on the Nikki Rich Show.
That's right. Spread the word, everybody.
Because I see it. It's in the universe. It's out there. And you're already working with the photographers, so that's hot.
Yes.
Now,
fingers crossed.
I know you have an extensive resume from the films. And now tell some of the listeners out there some of the films that you have been a part of, and I know from the also being the featured actress as well, and you know, having the main role, and also, you know, tell us some of the films that you've been a part of. The one to everyone listening there.
Well, no, the films that I've been a part of thus far have been, you know, a little bit on the short, you know, short film side. But I worked on a James Franco film called A Visit from the Goon Squad that was directed by Shandor Garrison, and that was really, really fun. And now everything is starting to pick up the pace, and I'm going to be doing films, Memoria, I'm going to be filming that next month. That's also a James Franco film, but it's being directed by Nina Letty. And then in March, I'm going to be doing a feature film called Violence and Women, which is absolutely wild, Nikki. You have to watch that.
Okay.
As for everything else, you know, I have a project called Julia set up, and I'm going to be doing a voice in a stop-motion animated film called The Bagman, which is directed by Christopher Stout, and I'm just really, really, really excited about it, because it's a lot, but it's good, because I like doing project after project after project.
Yes, but I don't know if anybody knows this, to actually complete a whole film. I mean, you have long hours. That is hard.
Oh, gosh.
Production, oh, my goodness. It's very hard just to be there all day. It can be exhausting.
Yeah, when I was on when I was working on A Visit from the Goon Squad, it was funny because I think that we hit like hour 14 or something. And I must have looked like a zombie, because the director approached me and said, "You know, what's going on with you?" And I went, "I'm just exhausted, dude. Like I'm so I feel dead." And he bought me a candy bar, and that was it. I was wired for the rest of the evening.
He was like, "Let's go, okay, I'm pumped. Let's go."
Yeah. It's on you. It's just
a That's how I am sometimes. You know, you need that energy. Okay, we're ready. We're back on it.
Yeah, it was a really good process.
Now, where do you see yourself, I will say, within acting? And, you know, there's so many parts out there with leading roles, supporting roles. Where do you see yourself in the future in acting?
Well, based on the films that I just told you about, those are all lead roles. Well, Memoria, I'm going to be a supporting role, but the rest of them are going to be leads, and that's really exciting, and it applies a certain amount of pressure, you know, because you obviously don't want to disappoint those who are working so hard around you, but I'm really just happy with any kind of project that I get, because it's art, and you want to work on it. You want to make your, you know, you want to constantly work on your craft and become as strong as you can. So I wouldn't turn down something just because I wasn't the lead in it, you know?
Exactly. And also, I love that you said that, you know, you can work on your craft as well, because guess what? You have an extensive educational and training background as well, with the Marymount Manhattan College. What was that like?
Oh, yeah. Marymount was a very interesting college to attend, because I actually went and I was focused on psychology and philosophy, which are just awesome topics for me. It was all toward, you know, I guess my craft. I really like learning stuff so that I can include it in whatever I'm doing. And, but Marymount was awesome. It's filled with just artists and actors and singers and dancers. Oh, my gosh, the dancers there are out of this world. So it was
now,
an experience.
Do you stay in touch with them?
I kept in touch with one of my teachers that was for my gender studies class, because she was just amazing, and I was really – really surprised that from her class, you know, it brought a different side of my writing out. And I, it was interesting because I didn't expect it to really affect my personal writing, but I would, she would give me little hints and say, no, maybe you shouldn't write like that, even if it didn't have anything to do with her class. So I kept in touch with her for a little bit, but once my acting kind of started taking off, I left Marymount and I came out to California. So now not so much. A few of the people that go there I still talk to here and there, but that's about it.
Okay. And
yeah.
You write as well. Do you write your own music?
Yes, I do. I have been writing my own music for years. In years, but only within the past year I have been releasing it, and that was like for an ego boost, because I was working for a band in New York City for close to 3 years, and I don't know what happened. I started reading my stuff to the singer and saying, you know, oh, listen to this, and they all told me, you just have to start releasing yourself. You have to get into the recording studio because it's really, really good. So they inspired me to go to the recording studio. They definitely gave me some backbone, and now everything that I've written over the past years, I'm going back on and looking at and making it stronger, and I'm really, really excited, because I love what I write, but I never had the courage to show it to anybody. So now I've released two songs, and I'm going to continue to release songs.
Well, that is awesome, and it makes you want to go dig deep into those notebooks and see what you have.
Yeah.
Past,
oh, my gosh.
You know?
Nikki, years of books. You have no idea. And, like, I'm watching the progression of my handwriting, so that's really interesting.
And I didn't think, you know, personally, I was like, I had lots and lots of notebooks with poetry. I have no clue where it's at. But when you sit down and think, you're like, man, I could really use that now.
Yeah.
From back in the day. So.
I think that's so interesting to read back on something and go either like, wow, I was in a really dark place. What was going on there? Or, you know, you can use it to this day. I just think it's really
interesting. Exactly. You can. Do you see yourself writing any novels, I would say, in the future?
Well, I'm actually, that's actually a really cool question. My teachers, when I was in middle school and high school, my parents would go in for parent-teacher conferences, and I'm not joking, I kid you not, these teachers from three different classes would tell my parents, please tell her not to become an actor or do anything other than write. Like, she has such a talent for writing. And I thought that was really interesting. And, you know, my parents thought it was funny because they were saying, they're telling you to kind of sway away from the drama department because they think that you could really make it as a writer. And that was really, really complimenting. And I really appreciated that. But the stories that I write, because I write a lot of stories, forever, like for years, and I write a lot of poetry. I don't know if I would ever write a book. I've written books, but they just kind of fit in my journal.
that's something.
if I write a novel or a story of some sort, you will be the first person to hear about it.
Oh yeah. Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. I tell you,
yeah,
you you are very talented, and you have so many, it's like so many gifts that you have within this one person. You're like, oh my goodness. and it's always something, and you can see it in a person, just like I say, you're singing, you're writing, and I see you as a model, and it's other things that we might not even know that you haven't released to everybody that's there, and you're making it happen.
Thank you so much.
Yes, and we got some music as well. We want everybody to listen in to we're going to display today. And I know you got some hot new songs that you're going to tell us about as well. So
yes.
I'm pumped up about that. Yay. Now, who produced your music?
Okay. I worked with Andrew Hollander on a majority of my music, and then for Trigger Finger, I started working with an amazing producer named Tyler Wenzel, and it was literally because I went out and I sat with him and I told him, I've been recording these songs mainly because I'm kind of getting hired to do, you know, As Tears Go By or Classic Jesus, but I really want to start recording songs that are within my genre, and I want to make it clear that I don't want to be a folk singer pop artist. I want the world to hear is that I want to make more loud rock and roll music, you know, and I'm explaining it to him really, really in depth. And I took out a poem that I wrote, which is called Cities of Flame. And I couldn't believe it. He was blown away, and he read the lyrics, and he was like, wow, you were really mad when you wrote this. And I was like, yeah, you know, I'm going through a really bad breakup right now. We dated for like 3 years, so I just kind of want to get into the recording studio. But from A City Set of Flame came Trigger Finger, and it, you know, the lyrics changed a bit, and it's a great song. I really like it, but even more so when I record my next songs, they're going to continue to get louder and a little bit more edgy and, you know, hardcore. So that's really exciting for me. I'm biting my nails every day going like, when am I going to the recording studio? Oh, my gosh, I have like 3 songs that I'm ready to record.
Now, how do you prepare? What do you do to get prepared to go in that studio and record Trigger Finger and also Red Sunset? How do you get prepared for those?
Okay, 2 completely different processes. Red Sunset, I was working with director Chad Ostrom, who's also, I'm so proud to say this, he's going to be the director of Violence and Women, which is a feature film that we're shooting in March, but that's how I met him. He came to my house on the day that I recorded with the director of photography and said, you know, we're going to shoot this music video, but I want to get some shots of you in the studio. So it was so strange because I've never prepared for the recording studio like this, where I was like kind of camera ready, and they followed me down the street with the camera, and all these people are really confused in New York City going like, oh my gosh, she has the camera following her, you know, so they're yelling and running in front of the camera. But then we got to the studio, and I met the musicians who were all amazing. They were just incredible people. And I spoke to Andrew, and we set up the camera. But I'm saying that it was different because when I was in the recording studio, I had a camera on me, and instead of singing and everything, I had to focus kind of on my movement and, you know, my facial expressions. So it wasn't as relaxed. But usually I just kind of, I'm not joking, usually I jump up and down, and I love people a lot. I love people. I talk to as many of the people who are a part of the process and get comfortable with them, and I jump up and down constantly. And that just kind of gets my adrenaline going. But for Trigger Finger, that was explosive and was the most chaotic, wild fun I have ever experienced because I was working at the end. I was working at the End Studios in Brooklyn, and the engineer and everybody was just having so much fun. They treated me like a rock star. They, you know, they were like, "What can we get you?" And I said, "I would really like some chocolate kisses, please." And they just brought in like a huge bowl of chocolate kisses. And they wanted me to go outside and scream as much as I could to get that raspy feel. And I'm not joking. We must have been there for about 16 hours because we wanted to lay down the track in one day. And we couldn't believe that it was taking that long because we had to do all the guitars and all the drums and then decide, no, that's not good. Okay, let's do that. And it was so much fun and so hysterical and filled with a lot of stuff.
Do you got a video for Trigger Finger as well?
Oh, my gosh. I'm so excited for that. Like, I'm totally stoked because the other day I was like, this is happening. I've put it off for too long, you know. Now I have an open window, you know, of time. So next month I'm going to be I'm going to film the music video for it, I wrote out the music video the other day when I was just walking around Venice, and I made a complete list of what I need. I wrote how I want the video to look, you know, just everything. And I got in touch with a few directors who are so stoked to work on it. So that should be filming after October 20th. Because that's after Memoria. But it's definitely going to be like an awesome hardcore music video, like on stage, bright lights, jumping around on stage. I'm finding musicians in California right now who want to be a part of it. Did you see the other day when I know this is kind of strange to ask within an interview, but the other day I tweeted one of the reference photos, and it is so shocking how rad it's going to be because it's such a hardcore photo.
Yes.
Yeah, yes, it was like a guy swimming on stage.
I love it because you know why? Because I have a cousin. She had toured with Beyonce, and she's like a rocker. She's rocker / rapper or something, pop, whatever. It's all mixed in one. It's like, what? And you kind of remind me of her, you know, when you're rocking out and everything like that. So it kind of, when I think of it, it kind of reminds me of her, too, because she's a guitarist, so she's really going crazy on that stage.
That's awesome. You said that she's your niece?
No, she's my cousin. She played for Beyonce. Her name is DV Rocks on Twitter. Divinity Rocks.
Well, we're all saying hi to her right now. We're all shouting out to her.
Yes, and you got to check her out, too, but she is pretty. She's like a rocker, too, so when I listen to your music and everything, it kind of, you know, reminds me of what she's doing as well. I'm like, oh, my goodness. So I know and I understand and I can relate, too. It's pretty cool.
That's so cool. I'm going to check her out, right? I'm going to check her out today.
Yes. And it's DV Rocks. Yeah, you got to check her out. She's in Hollywood.
All right.
It's cool. And we're going to play right now. We want to play some new music from Miss Ruby Modine. We got Trigger Finger in here to all the listeners. I see we got a lot of listeners tuning in, and we thank you guys. You can call in at 363-580-5749. Here is Miss Ruby Modine, Trigger Finger. Enjoy.
Happy ending.
and it's just jamming. That is so hot. That is rocking.
I'm glad.
I love it. Just no. Hot.
I hope all the listeners like the song.
I hope they did.
Yes. So much talent, I tell you. You know, music, I know you're an actress and everything, but music is it. I love it. I tell you that. You know, that right there, it just sounds like you're somewhere on stage, you're across the world, and so many people are screaming. I can just see it.
Oh, my God, I hope so.
Yes, it's coming because you have so much talent, and just the production of it, I was like, it just blows your mind. It's hot, you know, and we need that feel good music, and you know, just want to rock out. It makes you want to rock out.
That's a good thing to hear. So thank you, Nikki.
Yes, I love it, and I know. I tell you, you know, I like hair extensions, but I tell you, it made me want to extend the hair and just shake it.
Wow, that's the best comment that's ever been made in regards to trigger finger. That's fun.
But I love it. And we got some more hot new music. We got Red Sunset.
Yeah, which is gonna bring down the vibe.
It's gonna bring it down. Well, we had to get pumped up first, and now we're gonna bring it down.
All right.
But here's a Red Sunset. All right, we are live with Miss Ruby Modine. That is so, it's so sweet and subtle.
I'm right, right? That totally brought down the mood of this whole conversation. We were talking about ripping out, and now we're like, oh, that was sweet.
I love it. Have you ever shopped any of your music to any of the movies or films out? Because I know it's a great fit out there.
Well, what do you mean?
To anybody in the film industry, have you ever shopped your music there?
Have I shot a music video in California?
No, have you shopped your music to be in any movies or anything?
Oh, I'm sorry, you were breaking out. No, not yet, but I've had a couple of directors get in touch with me to ask if they can use my cover as Tears Go By, or just to kind of use it in a soundtrack, which is really cool. But with Red Sunset, no, not yet. Yeah, just that's about it. Just asking if they can put it within their soundtrack. But in Violence and Women, they're going to get me on stage during the film at some point, and I'll sing at a party. So we're not sure which song that'll be, but maybe it'll be one of mine, like Trigger Finger, or, you know, they might pick a song for me to sing, so we'll see.
Yes, that would be great, you know, because with you bringing so much to the music industry and to the film industry, I can see it can kind of combine, you know, get some music in those movies.
Yeah, I'm excited.
That's another
thing that will keep our fingers crossed.
It is. Now, is there any current projects you would like to share with us today, or anything that you want to share that's coming up?
I pretty much told you a lot of everything that's coming, but what's going to be taking place within the future is just the upcoming films that I talked to you about, and I'm going to be recovering. I'm going to be recording one of my songs and having fun with covering some of my favorite band songs, and I'm putting my band together, Your Wildest Dream, but it's written WYLDEST, as in my middle name, and I'm just going to continue to work as hard as I can and get everything out there.
Yes, you got to.
My father is on a war path to get Trigger Finger as the next James Bond song. So let's all get our ears open for that.
I'm telling you, yes. And for all that don't know who your father is, tell everybody who's your father. I don't know if anybody knows this.
My father is the oh-so-talented Matthew Modine, who was just recently in that awesome film with Ashton Kutcher, the Jobs film, and Batman.
Yeah, Matthew Modine. And I know it feels good because it runs in the blood over here. You know, you get it, you know, we used to say we get it from our mama, you know, you get it from your daddy, too.
Yeah, this is the Modine house is a house filled with artists that are just constantly painting, singing. Like, my mom is singing opera in the kitchen, probably as we speak. My dad is painting in his bedroom. My brother is filming something. You know, I'm on the phone with you. We're all doing something ridiculously wild.
See, you know, that's pretty cool, though, you know, just to have. And I know your family, they understand, you know, when you're doing things that you're working towards your goals, it's hard for people to just kind of understand what you're doing. They're like, hold on, what you doing? Where you going? You know, but, you know, when your family is involved and y'all kind of in the same fields, they kind of understand it a little bit when you're going through it.
Yeah, it's really good. And it's good to have the right people around you. You know, I'm in a relationship with an actor as well. So it's like, it's everybody that surrounds you has to be on the same page as you. Otherwise, sometimes it can get confusing, or, you know, it's really upsetting because sometimes you want to do something, but then an audition gets in the way. But if you're with somebody that understands that, then you're on the same page, like I said, you know?
Yes, that is so true. And you know, and you just right now living life carefree. Everything is great, you know, and I love it. And you're so inspiring because you're young, you're out here, and you're going for what you know. You're making it happen with everything. You're not stopping. You're not saying, okay, I'm only going to stick to this. You're doing this, this, and this, you know, and all of them is working. And that's what I love about you, as well as, you know, you got the education as well. So, you know, you're really a jack of all trades over there.
Thank you, Nikki.
Yes. Now, in case anybody wanted to learn more about you or, you know, want you to come out to any events or what have you, where could they go and learn more and check out your music?
Well, they can go to my website, which is rubywildermodine.com, or they could, you know, Twitter me, because I'm really on top of my Twitter nowadays, which is at rubymodine. I love talking to everybody that I have contact with on that site. And SoundCloud, I'm there. I'm kind of all over the place. Right now I'm in the process of succumbing to the pressure of making an Instagram. So I'll have an Instagram before the weekend is out. And I'm going to make a Facebook. But really the best way to get in contact with me is Twitter. Because I really enjoy good or bad, whatever people want to say and, you know, what they want to talk about. And I respond to everybody. Minus one guy.
That's
one guy's recently been really attacking me on my Twitter, and he's being really mean. So I'm not touching that. I'm not getting those negative vibes all over myself.
No, you have to block.
Yeah, so other than that one man, and if he's listening, I'm sure I'll get a mean tweet after this interview. But, yeah, other than that, you guys can all contact me on at rubymodine or check out my website, which is rubywildermodine.com, where you can see pictures and music videos and everything else.
Now, are you loving Twitter? Because some people, you know, they can't get the hang of it. Or I'm going to tell you, it is really a key source. It's so fun. It's addictive.
I only recently started really fully understanding it. I swear to you, I only recently fully started understanding it. Other than that, I was just kind of like, yeah, whatever, I'll just tweet stuff and talk to people. Now I'm like, oh, there's a homepage where I can follow people and actually see what they're saying. This is awesome.
Yes, and I'm going to tell you, it's a lot of people in the industry, film, music, and it's direct contact right there. It is. And you will love it. You know, I mean, the more and more you get into it, you're like, okay, I get it. Just depending on, some people use it for other reasons, but, you know, like you said, it's fun, you know, it's pretty cool. I like it.
And we met there, so we need to be thankful to the Twitter god for that.
Shout out to Twitter. But it's just been such a pleasure having you on here today. I've had a blast. And, you know, hopefully when I come to L.A. again, I know you have some filming engagements, but hopefully I can get a live interview so everybody can see I'm Miss Ruby Modine.
Yes. The next time you're in L.A., I hopefully will not be filming, so I can sit down with you, have a really strong coffee, and talk about other projects that will hopefully be on the move at that point.
Yes. Oh, you're trying to get me that hype on coffee. So we can rock out the sugar
secret. coffee is my craft.
Yes, it is. It's got to be that right kind, though. It's got to be that right kind to get you going. But I've had a blast.
Thank you so much for having me, Nikki.
Your team for making it happen today. And don't forget to tell Mr. Matthew Modine, Nikki Rich says, hey.
Oh, you know I will. You know I will.
Yes, and also all that's been listening, you know, we're just so grateful. And we just thank you so much. And we want to say keep up the great work and congratulations thus far. And we're going to continue to follow your movement. If it's anything that we can share that you want us to get the word out here via online or on the air, we're here, okay? And I know you got music, so keep it coming.
I promise I will.
And thank you again. And we always end by saying we wish you all the best, much love and success. And we end by saying God bless. And you have a great night.
You have an amazing Friday.
Yay, Super Friday. And have a great one. Thank you so much.
Bye, Nikki.
Bye. And we're going to go back to this Ruby Modine Trigger Finger. Y'all rocking out with Nikki Rich. Shout out to all the listeners out there, and we thank you so much. All the independent artists that's showing love. And today, I tell you, you know, we're going to wind things down here. And much love to our special guest today, Miss Ruby Modine. We would like to thank her for coming through. And everybody, you can follow me on social networking sites at Miss Nikki Rich. And you can go on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, as well as you can follow at Miss Nikki Rich Show. And you can go to the same Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. And we wind things down here by saying we wish you all the best. We wish you all the best. Much love and success. And, you know, we end by saying God bless. And I say God bless you to all that's listening out there, and much love to all you guys. Have a great
Nikki
Friday.
Reed. Show on the internet. The Nikki Rich Show.